بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. Respected elders and dear brothers, in the previous verse we had mentioned that the munafiqeen, the hypocrites, would pose the question, whenever any surah of the Quran was revealed, then they would ask that who does this surah increase in belief, whose iman increases based on the surah being revealed. So Allah responded by saying that the people of Iman, فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا, those who have true Iman, then whenever they hear any new surah, any verse being revealed, then it does increase them in their Iman. Their faith increases, their consciousness of Allah, their fear of Allah increases. And those in whose hearts is a spiritual sickness, some malady, like in this case the malady of nifaq, of hypocrisy, then the revelation of these verses in these surahs only increase them in perversity, in evil, in disbelief, and eventually they leave this world as disbelievers. Ibn Kathir rahimahullah has mentioned a parable or a means of understanding this, and he says that when a person is unwell, he is sick, and you present to him some fine food, tasty food, and he eats this food or he puts it into his mouth, then he perceives that the food does not taste right. Perhaps he won't even be able to eat that food. He'll complain about it. But in reality, those around him understand that it is his sickness, his illness, and because of this, his taste buds are spoiled. And therefore, he is finding the food to be unpleasant. The fault does not lie in the food. Those who are healthy, those who are well, if they have to eat from that same pot of food, then they will find a pleasant taste. So in the same way, when it comes to the Quran, when it comes to wahi, when it comes to the teachings of deen, those who find it to be unpalatable, unpleasant, and they do not enjoy listening to the Quran or the revelation of these verses, it is because of some sickness, some illness within them. Their taste buds are spoiled, and hence they do not deem deen to be something that is pleasant, something that is enjoyable. Whereas those who are healthy spiritually, they have true iman within their hearts, then when deen is presented to them, when this wahi is presented to them, they accept it, they enjoy it, they find it to be pleasant. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions regarding these hypocrites, أَوَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّهُمْ يُفْتَنُونَ فِي كُلِّ عَامٍ مَرَّةً أَوْ مَرَّتَيْنَ. Do they not see, do they not realize that at least once or twice a year they are tested? In other words, their hypocrisy is exposed, or they are forced to go out and fight. So this continues to happen to them. They don't realize that the hypocrisy is not benefiting them in this world. ثُمَّ لَا يَتُوبُونَ وَلَا هُمْ يَذَّكَّرُونَ. But still they do not make tawbah. They do not take heed of these tests that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends to them. وَإِذَا مَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ. And whenever any surah is revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, and they are seated in his presence, نَظَرَ بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ. Then they begin to cast glances at one another. Slyly, out of the corner of their eyes, they begin to look at one another in that gathering, and then they ask the question, هَلْ يَرَاكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. That is, anybody watching you, anybody watching us? ثُمَّنْ صَرَفُ. When they realize that the true sahaba, true believers, are not bothered about them, they are focusing on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, then slowly these hypocrites turn away, and they leave the gathering of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In other words, they cannot even bear to sit in that gathering when Quran is being revealed. This is the extent of the spiritual malady within their heart. So Allah says, صَرَفَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. That in reality, they have not turned away. But Allah has turned their hearts away. بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. Because they are such a group of people that do not even attempt to understand the deen of Allah. They have not given it a fair chance. And because of this action from their side, the reaction from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that Allah has turned their hearts away. Allah has closed their hearts. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.